What is it that gives human behavior its drive, its motivation? What is it that would initiate?
Well, you see, you are now trying to put back into the formula something like the push of the stimulus, the goad. The word stimulus comes from the Latin, but in Latin it means goad. And we somehow or other feel we are driven, but we are driven by the consequences. The most highly motivated people in the world are gamblers. And in spite of the fact that the utility is negative, in the long run, the gambler loses. The house always wins. There wouldn't be any Las Vegas or Reno. Now, given the conditions of payoff on slot machines, roulette wheels, and so on, we can explain why people will take their welfare check, take a free bus from San Francisco to Las Vegas, or to, let's say, to Reno, and spend all night pulling one arm of a one-armed bandit and go back empty-handed the next morning. This goes on again and again and again. Now, that's motivation, is from your point of view, I would say, but yet there's nothing there pushing, it's pulling. It's a tricky payoff. It's what's called a variable ratio schedule, and it will make a pathological gambler out of a rat or a pigeon, just as it does out of a person. You want something behind, because you're thinking in terms of 19th century physics.